Has he finished? That, believe it or not, was John Redmond in a piece called Amy and Faye's Polka. You'd want to be smart to do a polka that quick. But it was good, wasn't it? Friends, in the mid-90s, I was very fortunate to be part of a group of people who were taking part in a fundraising cycle in South Africa. And during that cycle, I had the good fortune also of meeting Nelson Mandela. We met him at his wonderful house, and it was a gorgeous day, and we were in the garden, and some of us were playing a bit of music and general hubbub, and he came out, and when he discovered we were from Ireland, well, he was delighted and came over and started talking with us. And he came to me, and I said to him, "Mr. Mandela, can you give me a piece of advice that I can carry with me for the rest of my life?" And he came to me and he put his arms round me and he gave me a big bear hug. And he said, "Joe, my advice to you, if you have a dream, follow that dream." And I thought to myself, that could come from no one better than Nelson Mandela, and follow that dream. I'm going to play for you now a track by Daniel O'Donnell in which he expresses the same sentiments. And every time I hear this track, I think of what Nelson Mandela said to me on that beautiful sunny day in the garden of his house.
The road we walk is long and lonely, and you only get to live one life. So if you've a dream that you believe in, to to make it real, you may have to fight, slamming doors and tears of heartache, cruel words that like a knife cut to your heart, but they all mean nothing if deep inside your dream is right. And the lights of home shine twice as brightly. It's the finest place that you've ever seen, and they light the way through the darkest hours as you follow your dream. The path you take may lead to places where life and love are strange and new, but you mustn't change for the sake of changing, 'cause what you are is inside of you. And the lights of home shine twice as brightly. It's the finest place that you've ever seen, and they light the way through the darkest hours as you follow your dream. Waves roll on in an endless motion, and they wash my footsteps from the sand, but they'll never wash away all the memories of the love we shared and the songs we sang. And the lights of home shine twice as brightly. Finest place that you've ever seen, and they light the way through the darkest hours as you follow your dream, as you follow your dream, as you follow.
Follow Your Dream, sung for us there by Daniel O'Donnell. And if I get the chance, I might slip another Daniel O'Donnell track in before the end of the programme. Just to say that that meeting with Nelson Mandela meant a lot to me in my life, friends. Friends, I want to play for you now an unusual track. First of all, it's by that wonderful family, the Black family. We all know of Mary Black and Francis Black, and the brothers are good singers as well. I'm taking a track from their album. First of all, well, they, as we say here in Ireland, they didn't pick the music up off the ground. It was bred in them. Their parents were musicians. And here they're singing an old Victorian or Edwardian song. And this takes me back to the days when we used to have hoolies in our house every second or third Sunday. We didn't have a television in those days, and we made our own entertainment. And my mother would stand up and she would sing, and then we'd all join in. So when I heard this track, I said, yes, that is my childhood all over again. Listen to the Black family, introduced first of all by Mrs. Black and joined by the rest of the family in the old song, She's Only a Bird in a Gilded Cage.
Our ballroom was filled with fashions grand and shone with a thousand lights. There was a woman who passed along, the fairest of all the sights. A girl to her lover then softly said, she has riches at her command. She's married for wealth, not for love, he cried. And she lives in a mansion grand, but she's only a bird in a gilded cage, a beautiful sight to see. You might think she was happy and free from care. She's not, though she seems to be. 'Tis sad when you think of her wasted life, for youth cannot mate with age. Her beauty she sold for an old man's gold. She's a bird in a gilded cage. This beautiful woman surveyed the scenes, her flatterers by the score. Her gems were the purest, her gowns divine. What could a woman want more? Then memory brought back the face of a lad whose love she had turned aside. For happiness could not be bought for gold, although she's a rich man's bride. But she's only a bird in a gilded cage, a beautiful sight to see. You might think she was happy and free from care. She's not, though she seems to be. 'Tis sad when you think of her wasted life, for youth cannot mate with age. Her beauty she sold for an old man's gold. She's a bird in a gilded cage.
Well, friends, I wonder if, like me, when you were listening to that, it took you back to your younger days when we had the hoolies and the parties and the sing-alongs in the house at home. The Black family, Mrs. Black featured there, and She's Only a Bird in a Gilded Cage. Ah, very happy days. And now the lovely voice of Trudy Lawlor singing the praises of the lovely Leitrim shore.
Here, to a place where you and I these words to you. Will you walk with me once more to a place we've been before? And while strolling down together, we can pick that rolling heather. And while walking hand in hand, we'll recall it was so grand. Looking out over on that lovely beaten shore, will you walk with me once more to a place we've been before? And while strolling down together, we can pick that rolling heather. And while walking hand in hand, we'll recall it was so grand. Looking out over Loch Allen on that lovely beaten shore. Looking out over Loch Allen on that lovely beaten shore.
Now, I know I seem to be playing that song week after week, but I love it. The lovely voice of Trudy Lawlor and my lovely Leitrim Shore. Okay, let's have some country and Irish again now, this time from Matt Levy. And he's addressing all you ladies out there.
Hello, darling. Nice to see you. It's been a long time. You're just as lovely as you. How's your new love? Are you happy? Hope you're doing fine. Just to know that means so much to me. What's that, darling? How am I doing? Yes, I'm doing all right. Except I can't speak and I cry all night till. What I'm trying to say is I love you and I miss you. I'm so sorry that I did you wrong. Look up, darling, let me kiss you. Just for old time's sake, let me hold you in my arms one more time. Thank you, darling. May God bless you. And may each step you take bring you closer to the things you seek to find. Goodbye, darling. I've got to go now. Got to try to find a way to lose these memories of a love so warm and true. And if you should ever find it in your heart, dear, to forgive me, come back, darling, I'll be waiting. And if you should ever find it in your heart, dear, to forgive me, come back, darling, I'll be waiting for you.
Some good country and Irish there from Matt Levy and Hello, Darling. Well, regular listeners to Sounds Irish will know that Joe is a big Johnny McAvoy fan. I like to try to fit at least one of his tracks into my programme every week. This week is no exception. I just want to warn you, though, that this track is a little longer than we usually have, but it's too good to fade. And here, Johnny is making wishes.
I wish I was home again, at home in my heart again. It's been a long time since my heart talked to me. Wasting my precious days, wishing my life away. If wishes were fishes, we'd all cast nets in the sea. And I wish I was young again, my song still to be sung again. The sweet tunes of my life have gone sour and off key. Writing my tired old rhymes, trying to turn back time. If wishes were fishes, we'd all cast nets in the sea. If wishes were fishes, I know where I'd be. Casting my net in the dark rolling sea. And if my net's empty when it comes back to shore, I'll throw it away and go fishing no more. I wish I could care again, reach out and share again. Mend what's been broken and let it run free. The older I get, it seems, the more wishing takes the place of dreams. If wishes were fishes, we'd all cast nets in the sea. Wishes were fishes, I know where I'd be. Casting my net in the dark rolling sea. And if my net's empty when it comes back to shore, I'll throw it away and go fishing no more. And I wish I was home again, at home in my heart again. It's been a long time since my heart talked to me. Wasting my precious days, wishing my life away. If wishes were fishes, we'd all cast nets in the sea.
If wishes were fishes, we'd all cast nets in the sea. Never a truer word sung, young Johnny McAvoy. Dublin is the capital of Ireland, as you all know. There are many songs written about Dublin, or parts of Dublin. We're all familiar with Molly Malone in Dublin's Fair City, where the girls are so pretty, and Dublin in the Rare Owl Times. But here's a song about a young lady who hails from one of the districts of Dublin, Ringsend. Ringsend, well, it used to be, at one time, a very famous fishing village. They still do fishing down in Ringsend. This is a song sung for us here by Briar Folk, singing the praises of yet another rose, Ringsend Rose.
An Irish English town, there lived a girl, fairer than the flower I am wearing. Rose Donahue, all fresh and new, and I loved her past all caring. And there she goes,
she goes, she goes.
My rings and rose in God's garden, there's none rarer. And there she goes,
she goes, she goes.
My rings and rose, Dublin town has seen none fairer. Sweet 17, my seamstress queen, she's no bigger than a thimble. Soft satin skin, street Arabs grin, and she makes my world so simple. And there she goes, my rings and rose in God's garden, there's none rarer. And there she goes, my rings and rose, Dublin town has seen fairer. 3 yards of lace I'll walk with grace, and a golden ring she's asking. A safe and slow, but still I know
I think that's one of the best songs written about Dublin there, Briar Folk and Ringsend Rose. Just thinking, listening to that, I wonder could we do a whole, complete and entire 2-hour programmes of songs of roses in various parts of Ireland worth thinking about. We're on our travels again. We're moving from Dublin and we're going down to the Midlands, to County Offaly and to the lovely town of Ferban. This is Dermot O'Brien singing the praises of that lovely town, the green fields round Ferban.
I cursed the day I sailed away from the dear old Isle of Green, on a foreign strand where I now do stand, and the deep sea roars between. In dreams I fly where I roam as a boy, and my worldly cares began. My vision shows where the Brazna flows in the green fields round Burban. My heart it sings when I sit and think of the joys that are no more. When I used to rove on my way from school through the woods of old Kilmore. When my only quest was the wild bird's nest in the oak tree's lordly span. When I spent the hours in the leafy bowers in the green fields round Burban. Then in dreams I see the old ivy tree neath the shade I oft lay down. Ballyvore, a grove where I often rove to gaze on the dear old town. And again I dream of the old mill stream where musical waters ran. Were they only real, how happy I'd feel in the green fields round Burban. On Callan Green, where I oft have been, for all lovers know it well. The old trees that creak, if they could speak, what a wondrous tale they tell. Of the trysts unkept, of the hopes that wept, which made many a lovelorn man. Sail over the seas and leave scenes like these in the green fields round Burban. In the dear old town, neath its roofs of brown, I spent many a happy night. When I ramble away with all comrades gay till the morning dawn full bright. These pals I see with their smiles of glee as the years I backward span. There are three or four that I see no more in the green fields round Burban. Oh, the lust for gold, it soon grows cold when the heart grows sad within. Old memories burn while I ever yearn for the good times that have been. I'll turn my face from this awful place as quickly as I can. And I'll sail far home, never more to roam from the green fields round Burban.
And I'll sail for home and I'll never more roam from the green fields round Burban. A lovely song, that song for us there by Dermot O'Brien. Now we're going to change the style again. I love doing this on Sounds Irish. This track, I would call it Cajun and Irish rather than country and Irish. It's a track by the High Kings and they're telling us all about the Galway Girl. What do you think?
I took a stroll on the old long walk of a day, I met a little girl and we stopped to talk of a fine soft day,
and I ask you, friend, what's a fella to do? 'Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. And I knew right then I'd be taking a whirl round the salt. The rain came
I woke up, I was all alone, with a broken heart and a ticket home. And I ask you now, tell me what would you do if her hair was black and her eyes were blue? You see, I travel around, I've been all over this world, I've never seen nothing like a Galway girl.
Yes, definitely. Cajun and Irish. Galway Girl from the High Kings.